We all love beautiful music, especially gay music like this. But once upon a time, there was no music in the world. Think of it. No music at all. Just quiet and noise. Then one day, a wise old owl called all the animals and birds to the edge of the forest. And when they were gathered together, the owl said, I have heard that up high in the sky there is a sound such as no one has ever heard before. It is a wonderful sound. If one of us could fly up high over the trees, over the mountaintops, over the clouds, up and up and up, if one of us could fly that high, he might hear the sound and remember it and bring it down back to us. Who will do it? The animals came forward. The lumbering elephant, the roaring lion, the fiery tiger, the gentle kangaroo. Then the little animals too. The squirrel and the rabbit, the woodchuck and the fox. We can walk and run and jump, they said, but we cannot fly, we cannot help you. Then the birds came forward flapping their wings. Hens and roosters, pigeons and pheasants. The color birds too, goldfinch and red robin and blue jay. And the hawk and the eagle. There were little birds and big birds, light birds and heavy birds. They hopped about and strutted and walked up and down before the owl, each one saying, I can do it. Let me try. The owl called, Whose wings are strong enough? Whose body is light enough? Who will work so hard and fly so high and not be afraid and not give up and not fall back? The hen and rooster flapped their wings. Up they rose a few feet off the earth. But their bodies were too heavy and their wings too small. Everyone laughed a little. It wasn't very nice. The pigeon tried. He flew as high as the treetops and then fell back. And so too the goldfinch and the robin and the blue jay. They were brave and quick, and their bright colors looked so pretty against the sky. But they were tired and out of breath soon, saying, we cannot fly that high, it's too much for us. Then the hawk stepped forward, dark and quiet and fierce. Everyone watched him with great respect. With a hard push, swift and strong off he flew, his great wings carrying him higher and higher against the sky until there was wind and cloud all around him. He felt very sure of himself. Until his wings began to be heavy. He tried to rest and glide and ride the wind, but it wasn't any use. He couldn't rise anymore. He was tiring fast, and so back to earth he fell, landing near the animals and birds without a word.